Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Friday, January 28th, and I am your host, Jesse Steele. So, I was complaining the last couple of days because we didn't have a lot of news. Now I have almost too much to fit in a reasonable amount of time here, so I'm going to skip with the jokes as best I can and crank through these in the order that I got them. So, there are $5,000 and $35,000 grants and forgivable loans available to businesses in unincorporated Mono County. These grants and forgivable loan opportunities are available on a first-come, first-served basis. The $5,000 business grant only available for businesses located in the unincorporated towns areas of Mono County outside Mammoth Lakes and are on a first-come, first-served basis. Open to small businesses with 0 to 5 low to moderate income employees, the businesses must have been impacted by COVID-19 and can show a reduction in income through tax documents or P&L statements. Mono County low to moderate income employee example. Annual employee household income for a household of four must be less than $64,700. Annual employee household income for a house of one must be less than $45,300. Please see the attached application for expected time commitments and requirements. And that, of course, is at Eastern Sierra Now. Your better option is to call or email the Helpful Consultants with Community Development Services. That's Jeff Lucas, Community Development Services, and that's 707-279-1540, and it's Jeff at cds.consulting. As for the $35,000 forgivable loan, only available for businesses located in unincorporated towns or areas of Mono County and are a first-come, first-served basis. Open to any business with low to moderate income employees, business must have been impacted by COVID-19 and can show a reduction in income through tax documents or P&L statements. Mono County low to moderate income employees example is the same. So a household of four, $64,700. Household of one, $45,300. Please see the attached application. Same thing. Just call Jeff Lucas, 707-279-1540, or email Jeff at cds.consulting. Okay, there's a February 1st NYO Board of Supervisors meeting, so head over to Eastern Sierra Now to check that out. There's quite a few meetings listed here, so we'll just get to that. If you are interested in that, go to Eastern Sierra Now and check out the agenda as well as the Zoom link. The Happy Boulders are having a stewardship day, and you know what? That is tomorrow. So please join the Eastern Sierra Interpretive Association, or ESIA, Bishop Climbing Rangers this Saturday, January 29th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Happy's parking lot for a fun stewardship opportunity. Details are below. Meet the Bishop Climbing Rangers in the Happy's parking lot at 9. We'll have free hot coffee, trash bags, gloves, trash grabbers, and swag. I was going to say the stewardship opportunity, I'm going to say, is help clean up, and then boom, there it is. And there's swag, so that's awesome. And I'm sure everything needs to be cleaned up out there. We got to keep Mother Nature pristine. Volunteers must sign a waiver and will work a bit independently or in small groups. Bring sun protection, warm clothes, water, snacks, a mask, and sturdy shoes. To get involved, email Savannah, that's S-A-V-A-N-N-A, at esiaonline.org. Mammoth Lakes Tourism Board meets February 2nd. So if you're interested in that, Eastern Sierra Now, and the link is there. So does the Recreation Commission. That's February 1st, so head over for that. And February 2nd, Mammoth Lakes Town Council is meeting. So all of those meetings can be found in the links to get them, as well as the agendas, at easternsierranow.com. The Mammoth Lakes Police Department is reminding all visitors and residents to follow town parking laws and signage. Mammoth Lakes is experiencing record visitation, which is impacting available parking, especially near busy ski lift areas such as Canyon Lodge and the Village at Mammoth. Parking enforcement officers are patrolling and issuing citations daily. You can avoid receiving a parking citation by not parking at the Lakes Basin closed gate at the east end of Lake Mary Road, unless all four of your tires are on dirt or off pavement. Alternatives to accessing recreation in the Lakes Basin during the winter might be taking the Orange Line shuttle bus or having someone drop you off. Parking illegally at this gate also impedes emergency vehicle access. Not parking in the no parking zones on Highway 203, Minaret Road, Meridian Boulevard, near Eagle Lodge, and on Hillside Drive, Rainbow Lane, Lakeview Boulevard, and Davison Road near Canyon Lodge and the Village at Mammoth. leaving the handicap spaces for drivers with disabled person parking placards and plates. Come on, don't be jerks. Seriously, if you do that, you deserve a ticket and a punch in the mouth. Parking facing the correct direction of travel, only parking in designated spaces while in Shady Rest Park, not blocking fire hydrants or fire lanes. Since November 1st, 2021, MLPD has issued 396 parking citations, with 256 of these being on roads leading to Canyon Lodge. Parking citations can be paid online at citationprocessingcenter.com. There's quite a few things going on through the town of Mammoth Lakes Parks and Recreation. You can head over and check that out since we have a lot of news today. I don't want to read all of these. But remember, there is the Get Outside and Get Active Mammoth Lakes Challenge for if you do 100 miles this winter on whatever activity you choose to do it on, you're going to win $100, right? So that's worth doing. You can go and sign up for that at easternsierranow.com, of course. There's a Chowhounds cooking series. Baked commences February, I guess it's called Chowhounds Cooking Series Baked, commences February 2nd. Join the baked edition of the Parks and Rec. These jokes write themselves, people. It's a six-week course that will cover the basics of baking and is for grades 3 to 5. Now the joke's not even funny anymore. Commences on February 2nd. Parking and Recreation staff will instruct the course and focus on the fun and creative aspects of baking. They are surprisingly good bakers. All skill levels are welcome, from I've never set foot in a kitchen before to I should be the one teaching this course. Cost is only $58 per participant. You can sign up there. Hot Shots Basketball starts February 1st. It's $45 per player. You can sign up at Eastern Sierra now. And you can learn to skate for free. That's right. Lessons are scheduled this Friday, January 28th, which is today, from 4 to 6. So it's right now. So head over there. You can also sign up for future stuff with 760-965-3695. Or go to their website, which is linked at easternsierranow.com. There's a lot of stuff going on over there. Go check out the deal. Is you can learn to officiate basketball, you can be an intern for gymnastics. There's a lot happening, so head over to easternsierranow.com and check out that article. Holy guacamole, there's a lot of things to read today. Okay, what's next? So this is pretty cool. There's a kids night out program in Bishop, and the next one coming up is, I think there's like a glow in the dark dance tonight or last night or something. I couldn't get to the registration. It was already closed, so I didn't bother to post it because you wouldn't be able to go anyway. But the next thing, I believe, is February 11th, and it's to enjoy a Valentine's Day theme night out. Your child will decorate cookies, enjoy gymnastics, play games, and enjoy a spaghetti dinner. So that's awesome. You can click on the link at Eastern Sierra now to see how to participate with that. And it's through Bishop Parks and Rec. And they have a cool little register system that they've put into their website. So head over and check that out. You can sign up and then you'll get updates on things that are happening for your kids. So then you know when these things happen. Or, of course, just check out Eastern Sierra now because we're going to have it. But there's a lot of easy ways to do that. Bishop's doing a good job. So good job, guys. Get your kids out to that program. Make me some cookies, by the way. We got a fly fishing report from Fred Rowe. Good guy. I'm not going to read the whole thing. If you're interested in fishing, come over and check it out. And you can go to his website, sierrabright.com. And he's offering some pretty cool stuff. Looks like there's some prizes, t-shirts and things, as well as like a backpacking trip or something, I think I read here. There's a few. Go read it at easternsierranow.com. And you'll be able to see what Fred's offering there. But yeah, he does a lot of good stuff. So we'll get his name out there. Okay, so here's another big one that's happening. BLM and Inyo National Forest seek public input for off-highway vehicle grants. The Bureau of Land Management, Bishop Field Office, and the Inyo National Forest want to hear the public's ideas on how to ensure off-highway vehicle trails are secure and well-maintained on public lands throughout the Eastern Sierra. The public is invited to provide input during a virtual public meeting planned for Thursday, February 3rd, 5 p.m. This public meeting will provide off-highway vehicle users a chance to visit with the BLM and U.S. Forest Service staff to discuss changes or improvements that can help make everyone's outdoor experience more enjoyable. The BLM and Forest Service will use the public feedback to draft their grant applications for law enforcement, restoration, and ground operations, as well as maintenance, to be submitted to the California State Parks Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Grants and Cooperative Agreements Program. The Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Grants and Cooperative Agreements Program supports well-managed off-highway vehicle recreation in California by distributing more than $35 million annually collected from gas tax, entrance fees, and OHV sticker registrations. Cities, counties, districts, federal and state agencies, educational institutions, federally recognized Native American tribes, and nonprofit entities can apply for funds to develop, maintain, and restore trails, provide law enforcement, and offer safety and training for riders. The preliminary applications must be submitted to Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Division no later than March 7th and will be available on the Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Division's website at ohv.parks.ca.gov. And it's also listed at Eastern Sierra Now, of course, for additional public review and comment from March 8th to May 2nd. The website will provide detailed instructions for accessing the preliminary applications and submitting comments. Public comments should be submitted to both the Off-Highway Motor Vehicle Recreation Division and to the BLM Bishop Field Office or Inyo National Forest by May 2nd. Please register to participate in the virtual public meeting, and that is, link is at Eastern Sierra Now. Registrants will receive a link and phone number to join the meeting. So if you're interested in giving your input on that, then sign up for that and check out that Zoom meeting, and let's get some stuff out there. I hate when they close things down. I love to go four-wheeling and driving around in my Jeep and motorcycles and all over the place, and you never want to see things get tore up. And you know, and on the other end of it, you want to make sure that they're not tore up by us. You know, use some respect when you're driving around out there. Don't run over bushes. Don't leave your trash and stuff everywhere. It's, you know, it's a two-way street there. So if you want them to keep our stuff open and available for use, you got to protect it. You know, we got to show some respect for that too. So this is a good opportunity for everybody to kind of get involved in that. Okay, California invests $589 million for transportation improvements. Senate Bill 1 provides $302 million of funding. The California Transportation Commission this week allocated $589 million for projects to repair and improve transportation infrastructure throughout the state. Senate Bill 1, the Road Repair and Accountability Act of 2017, accounts for $302 million. That's more than half of the funding. This investment follows our Fix It First commitment to repair California's aging infrastructure, while at the same time increasing transit and active transportation options, said Caltrans Director Taksom Shakin. These projects will make our transportation system safer and more convenient for all users and create thousands of good-paying jobs in the process. Projects approved this week include Manzanar pavement near Independence from 3 miles south of Manzanar Reward Mine to 0.3 miles north of Chabelle Lane. This project will rehabilitate approximately 42 lane miles of roadway, install transportation management system elements, and upgrade facilities to Americans with Disability Act standards. The plans, specifications, and estimates and right-of-way phases of this project were allocated $2.476 million. This project is partially funded by SB1. Lone Pine sidewalks from Taya Road to Inyo Street on both sides of US 395 and from East Bogoli, probably, Street to East Lubkin Avenue on the east side of US 395. This project will upgrade facilities to Americans with Disabilities Act standards and construct new sidewalk, curb ramp, and driveway as complete street elements. The plans, specifications, and estimates and right-of-way phases of this project were allocated $1.6 million. Caltrans also presented the CTC with a draft 2022 State Highway Operation and Protection Program at this week's meeting, aimed at preserving the condition of the highway system. The draft 2022 SHOP accounts for $17.3 billion in funding over a four-year period and includes projects for safety, restoration, road and bridge preservation, and other highway-related facilities. The CTC will host a public hearing in February to receive comments on the draft SHOPP or SHOP. All the comments will be considered in the final version that goes before the CTC for adoption at its March meeting. All 2022 SHOP projects are available on the Caltrans 10-year project book website. That's projectbook.dot.ca.gov. sbone.gov. SB1 provides $5 billion in transportation funding annually split between the state and local agencies. Road projects progress through construction phases more quickly based on the availability of SB1 funds, including projects that are partially funded by SB1. For more information about transportation and projects funded by SB1, go to rebuildingcalifornia.ca.gov. Okay, the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance just put this out. Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance will soon be hosting its 5th annual Blue Ribbon Walk run on March 5th, 2022. This year's event is especially close to our hearts as it is being held in honor of board member and beloved Eastern Sierra community member Maggie Larson Arndt, who lost her battle to colon cancer late last year. Though COVID has taken center stage for the past 2 years, cancer in its many forms continues to greatly affect our friends and family. The need of our local cancer community is greater than ever, and we are hoping for your support. With your help, we will reach our goal of $10,000 to directly benefit cancer patients and their families in the Eastern Sierra. Please help us in our mission with a sponsorship donation for our 5th annual Blue Ribbon Walk Run with your t-shirt sponsor donation of $500 or more. You will see your name on every t-shirt worn by every walker and runner participating in the event. If you'd like to see your name printed on every t-shirt as well as displayed on our website and social media, please ensure that we receive your payment of $500 by February 21st. Or call Andrea Shellcross at 760-873-7360 to save your spot. Additionally, the event itself is an opportunity to raise public awareness of the prevalence of colorectal cancer and to promote good health. Please join us and our partner, Northern Inyo Healthcare District, in raising awareness and promoting the need to get checked. Early detection saves lives. In consideration of public safety and because participants are able to participate in the event from afar, this year's event will be a hybrid in-person virtual event. The event will take place at and around Brownstown Campground in Bishop. Registrants are welcome to join the celebration in person or may walk, run in the location of their choice. This way, we all have a way to safely honor family members or friends who have suffered with cancer, especially our dear friend, Maggie. Participants are invited to upload photographs of themselves walking or running, wearing our t-shirt, of course, to our website at escanceralliance.org, promoting our unity in spirit. We are a tax-exempt charitable organization in Bishop, California, founded in 2000 to provide financial and emotional support to our community members suffering from all kinds of cancer. ESCA aids residents of Inyo and Mono counties with cancer by providing resources, including money to assist them in battling this disease. Through our Cancer Resource Center, our Cancer Conversation Support Group, and our Angel Mentor Program, we offer education about cancer and moral support to patients. We grant monetary assistance for medical expenses, travel, and other cancer-related expenses. Your donation of funds or a prize for our raffle would be a tremendous help to our cause. A contribution of any amount would be welcome and greatly appreciated. We assure that all donations go directly to supporting cancer patients in the Eastern Sierra and that every ESCA team member is a volunteer. Come out and honor Maggie, and thank you for your support. That comes from Andrea Shellcross, the treasurer of the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance. And we all miss Maggie. She was fantastic. So let's get out there and honor her memory and her family and make that happen. Okay, so there's an Assemblyman, Jim Patterson. He's technically on the other side of the Sierra from us, but with the new redistricting lines, it seems like we kind of fall into his jurisdiction a little bit. So I've been getting a lot of information about this guy, so I reached out to see if I could do an interview with him just to kind of say, okay, what's up? Hi. Apparently we live in your neighborhood now. Yeah, so they said they'll set something up and we'll get a chance to have a little phone interview. So hopefully I'll get on that pretty quick here. But in the meantime, California State Assembly has approved an exemption for wildfire victims from a law requiring all newly built homes to have solar panels. Assemblyman Jim Patterson introduced AB 1078 in order to include victims of numerous devastating 2020 wildfires in an exemption granted to previous wildfire victims. Without this bill, anyone trying to rebuild after a wildfire would be required to put solar panels on their home. Thousands of homes were lost in 2020 wildfires. Many of these victims already do not have enough insurance money to cover the cost of rebuilding as it is, said Assemblyman Patterson. AB 1078 will help ease the burden of rebuilding after everything they have had destroyed. This bill would apply to victims of some of the largest fires in state history, including the August Complex, SCU Lightning Complex, LNU Lightning Complex, as well as the Glass, Zog, and Creek fires. AB 1078 moves to the Senate, to the Senate Natural Resources Committee. Now, my thought on that real quick, I'm trying to just read these and get through it, but the one thing I'd say, and what I said to his PR person, is I believe that that's absolutely necessary. Why put extra strain on somebody who's just had everything taken from them? But that being said, solar panels are a fantastic thing, and they need to be on people's houses. That's why we have High Point Solar as our sponsor on here. I mean, I try to get sponsors I have are things I believe in and or appreciate or enjoy. I'm not just going to put somebody up here because they're going to give me money, because I would rather support things that I believe in. Solar panels are quite important, and I think everybody needs the option for using them. So what I proposed to him was, instead of creating a bill that allows people to not be forced to put new solar panels on their house, because that is the California law. New buildings require solar panels on them. So if you were to go build a house in Chalfont and it's from the ground up, you have to put solar panels on it. And that's part of California law, from what I understand, and, you know, my limited knowledge of it. But what I would say is, why can't you put through a bill that California pays for the solar panels to be put on the houses that are being built in these fire situations? Just build a better infrastructure. It's better for everybody that way. You know what I mean? But hey, whatever. There's a lot of ways to look at different problems. There are new INYO COVID numbers as of today. I'm not reading it, so head over to Eastern Sierra now. It's kind of sitting about the same from what I can understand here, but yeah, go check that out. Stupid COVID. So there is another... So the last story I'm going to read today, we have a few more. Head over to Eastern Sierra now and check out all the latest news. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, anything. We're all over the place. You guys, you know, at this point. So head over to Eastern Sierra now and check those out. So I have one more that I am going to read to you today before my voice completely gives out. The Mono County portal hosts at-home COVID-19 test reporting tool. The California Department of Public Health, CDPH, has partnered with Primary.Health to launch the California Rapid Antigen Testing Program, a digital tool for reporting at-home antigen COVID-19 test results. The tool has been custom-tailored for each county, and the data collected allows public health officials to formulate a more accurate and complete picture of COVID-19 infection in local communities. With the rise in at-home testing, it is critical that we continue to have access to local data to identify the level of COVID-19 infection in the community, said Dr. Karen K. Slack, Mono County Health Officer. While self-reporting is not required, it is certainly encouraged to help mitigate the spread of COVID-19. The answers collected in response to the questions within the tool are used for state and local health department reporting only. The information and data is not shared with any other entity. Users will have digital access to the data submitted for their use. The tool is to be used for antigen tests only. The California Rapid Antigen Testing Program tool can be accessed directly at my.primary.health/i/Mono County or via the Mono County COVID-19 portal at coronavirus.monocounty.ca.gov. That one's easier. Or just go to Eastern Sierra now. They're listed there. They're also in Spanish as well on our site, so you can get in there and check that out in Espanol. So I think that's going to do it for us today, my friends. I would like to point out that one of my favorite places is now a sponsor of Eastern Sierra Now. I wouldn't say favorite places as in like I love to go there, because nobody loves to go there, but it's my favorite in that I love the people that work there. I love what they're doing. I love the effort they put into stuff, and I love how much they care about all of us. And that is Northern INYO Hospital. I've been doing commercials for them for years, and have had many people work there that are friends of mine, as well as just gone there for emergencies and situations, and they've always taken care of me. They've always done the very best they can, and I can't say enough about them. You know, I always bring up the Da Vinci robot because I think that's amazing, but also could be that I'm just like a lost in space addict from the show back in the 50s, and I think the robot reminds me of that. But fact is, there are so many things that you can get done right here in our own backyard. You might not even realize it. So look into Northern INYO Hospital before you make your plans to go driving off to, you know, Carson City or Reno or wherever you want to go to get your stuff done, because you probably can get it done here and just as well, if not better. So head over to Northern INYO Hospital and find out more about that. And thank you for signing up with us, Northern Inyo Hospital. So, the last thing I would like to say before I head out is, of course, thank you to my lovely patrons, Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, Tomatohead, Margaret, and Chandra. You all make my world go round. If anybody else wants to get on that merry-go-round, head over to Eastern Sierra now, and you'll see just to the right, there is a Patreon link right there. There's a one-time tip, if you will, place where you can help support us that way. If you have a business and you want to advertise, now's the time. We're at the ground floor, man. It's not going to be cheaper, and it's never going to get you more space than it is now. So head over to us because we're growing and growing and growing, and everybody wants that. So check out all of our social media, of course, Eastern Sierra Now, and subscribe at EasternSierraNow.com. We have 707 subscribers now. Just put in your email. You're done. You're going to get all the updates on everything that happens. So thank you so very much to all of you listeners, and we will see you on Monday. Eastern Sierra Now, Jesse Steele.